The Mephisto Club by Tess Gerritsen, read by Lorelei King. It is the greatest art of the devil to convince us he does not exist. Charles Baudelaire, 1821 to 1867. Chapter 1. They looked like the perfect family. This was what the boy thought as he stood beside his father's open grave, as he listened to the hired minister read platitudes from the Bible. Only a small group had gathered on that warm and buggy June day to mourn the passing of Montague Saul, no more than a dozen people, many of whom the boy had just met. For the past 6 months he had been away at boarding school, and today he was seeing some of these people for the very first time. Most of them did not interest him in the least. But his uncle's family, they interested him very much. They were worth studying. Dr. Peter Saul looked very much like his dead brother Montague, slender and cerebral in owlish glasses, brown hair thinning toward inevitable baldness. His wife Amy had a round, sweet face, and she kept darting anxious looks at her 15-year-old nephew, as though aching to wrap her arms around him and smother him with a hug. Their son Teddy was 10 years old, all skinny arms and legs, a little clone of Peter Saul, right down to the same owlish glasses. Finally, there was the daughter, Lily, 16 years old. Tendrils of her hair had come loose from the ponytail and now clung to her face in the heat. She looked uncomfortable in her black dress, and she kept shifting coltishly back and forth as though preparing to bolt, as though she'd rather be anywhere than in this cemetery waving away buzzing insects. They look so normal, so average, the boy thought, so different from me. Then Lily's gaze suddenly met his, and he felt...